Welcome back to the podcast. Today is Thursday, August 7th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. I'm broadcasting today from a new location. We've gotten out of the field and are now at Thule Air Base, still in northwest Greenland, but we're out of Englefield Land and off of Cape Grinnell. This will be the final podcast of the trip, and I'll start off just telling you how we got out. We ended up needing 3 flights to get all of the supplies off of Cape Grinnell, all the supplies and people. The first group got into Connacht safely, and the weather stayed clear enough for the helicopter to come back and get all of us off, the remaining 5 of us off the beach, along with most of the supplies. And we had to cache a few less essential things on the beach. Luckily, the weather stayed good for a couple days, so those were able to come down on a later flight. So we've pretty much been in Thule cleaning as much of the equipment as we can and sort of taking it as it comes. But more importantly than all of that, we've been able to enjoy hot showers and water that doesn't numb you from the glacially fed stream. And possibly even more importantly than that, we've been able to enjoy meat that is not in canned chunk form. So the luxuries of civilization. And I guess that's about it. We're hoping that the AMC flight gets us all into Baltimore tomorrow morning. As far as we know, there's no delays on that. And then the final 6 of us who are here will split up in our separate ways, some to California, some to Canada, and a couple of us back to the Northeast. So, again, thanks to everybody for listening. I'll leave you with a few pieces of advice that I've picked up in the month and a half spent out here. First, if someone asks you if you want to go to Greenland, say yes as quickly and fervently as possible. Also, take a large memory card for your camera. You should take the opportunity to learn as much of the local languages as you can. For example, I learned De Ma, which means done in Greenlandic, and I also learned Muskusoxe, which is muskox in Danish. So really all the essential words you need to know. Finally, we all learned, if you go digging up the past, all you get is dirty. And I guess I'll leave you with that. Again, thanks to everybody for listening and to everybody who went into making this all work. All right, goodbye.